these.
Welcome to spring.
Welcome to spring.
And it's what's our program, folks?
Live by Life.
Live by Life on what station?
WGXC.
90.7
FM.
Whoopee.
The springtime is here, folks.
Hallelujah.
Today is the first day of spring. And
Israel was in Egypt's land.
And Passover is coming. We're just queuing up the next song. But today we're recording on the very first day of spring 2025, right? So what's that date then? Kelly, do you know what the date is today?
March 20th.
March 20th? Is that right? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, I was thinking it was the 21st. So we're recording on March 20th, first day of spring, and so we have a spring fever theme, right? Rachel is without a gadget. You'll have to snap your fingers, Rachel.
Snap.
Yeah. Ow. Yeah. Bring your mic a little closer to you, Rachel, otherwise you sound like you're...
Okay.
Technical difficulties here.
Fudge crackers
are very tasty, I hear.
Stay, you bunch of cuckoos.
I don't think they have fudge crackers at Passover, but Rachel.
Well, I mean chocolate matzo fudge crackers.
Chocolate matzo fudge crackers? Okay, I'll take your word for it. So we wanted to do a spring theme since it's the very first day of spring. And the show is airing on what Sunday? When does our show air? The 4th?
24th.
4th Sunday of the month at 3:30. So some of you may be listening to this now on the airwaves. And of course online at waveform.org at any time you want. Live by Life is our program. So we were just going to chat and in between play some spring themed songs, but you know, we live in a very unique area, upstate New York, Columbia and Greene counties. Yes. Not every part of the world has kind of four distinct seasons, but we do here. So We wanted to ask an obvious question of ourselves, right? What do we like about spring, especially living in upstate New York? So you want to say first, Kelly?
What I like about spring is it's getting close to warmer weather.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of flowers popping up, like daffodils, crocuses. The birds are coming back singing. There's peepers coming up in the swampy areas. Just
crocuses? Did you say crocuses?
Crocuses, yeah. And hopefully the winter has gone away. Cross your fingers. And I'm just very happy that spring is finally here upon us.
Indeed, I concur. Rachel is ecstatic. Sean, you mentioned a few things about that you like about springtime. You want to say?
I also like that the weather is getting warmer.
Yeah.
Like being outside, going for longer walks. And baseball starting up again.
Of course. Take you out to the Dodger game. You've got an L.A. Dodgers hat on right now. Yep. How do you like their chances?
Good. Hopefully they can do it again.
Hopefully they can do it again. Well, you'll have to ring the bell for that one. I'm abstaining. Me and Kelly are abstaining from L.A. Dodger mania. So spring training.
Unless you have to do it to Florida girls.
Oh, yeah.
So is it the Florida, who are they now? They changed their name.
The Miami Marlins.
Is it Miami or Florida?
Miami Marlins.
I always liked them. They're good sometimes, but they're not technically good.
Yeah.
But I still like them anyways.
So baseball's... go ahead.
It's good to support your home team.
Root for the home team. And that happens in the spring.
But now I'm a Yankee fan now.
Good for you.
Thumbs up to that. I'm a Yankees fan too myself.
Just like my dad.
Yeah, that gives me an upset stomach, but yeah.
Excuse me.
But
I like my Swiss did.
You do. But we're also having longer days, right? Daylight savings just happened a week ago, so it's staying more light in the evening. And Rachel, did you want to say anything about what you like about spring in upstate New York?
I like the green grass.
Yeah.
And the flowers are blooming.
Flowers are blooming. Sun is coming out, shining upon us.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. That's what you shared with me before we went on the air. So it is about the weather and just feeling more rejuvenated, right? I think this song, which apparently is associated with spring, we're going to play a U2 song. Sean, do you know what the name of it is?
Have a beautiful day.
Have a beautiful day. We're going to play this song as part of our spring music theme. So here we go.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
Yeah. clearing the sea out. See the bedroom fires at night. See the oil fields at first light. And see the bird with the leaf in her mouth. After the flood, all the colors came.
Boy, if that doesn't make you want to go out and have a nice car ride and have the, you know, radio blasting like that. I was bopping my head here. That one was for you, Sean. I know you're that's a crossover one for you. Maybe it's not super heavy, but I definitely enjoy that one.
It's
that
a
definitely has
decent a song.
Say it again.
It's a good song.
It's a good song. Yeah. So yeah, that was our Ode to Spring song. And you know, I also forgot picnics, playing frisbee outside. You and I, Sean, play frisbee occasionally. I think Kelly likes watching frisbee, but I do want to go to Rachel Shulman.
Yes.
We mentioned Passover. Passover is coming up in April.
Well, of course, I guess I'm going to be having these wonderful lesson with Rabbi Zoe.
Yeah.
Doing Passover songs.
Now, exactly. The main thing we wanted to share with our listeners is some of the Passover songs that are usually played. And you mentioned to me that Let My People Go is part of the songs or the repertoire in the Passover singing song. Songbook, is that right?
I assume so.
You think so? Well, we've got Let My People Go, and we found a very interesting version here. It's from this, I think it's an artist called Mama Donnie. I shouldn't say I think. Mama Donnie Band called Let My People Go, and we wanted to play that in an ode to Passover. So here's that song.
When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand, let my people go. Go down, Moses.
Let my people go.
Let my people go.
Let my people go.
Let my people go.
There we go. Let my people go. That is a Passover song. Rachel attends the local Temple of Israel in Catskill, and that's why we played that song.
And I'm glad I bring it up to you that you helped me find a ride to get to the temple.
Yes, indeed. That's very important that you get a ride to the temple.
Well, yeah, because Billy told me to talk to you about that.
Yes, indeed. Now, just briefly, just looking up, you know, this song in relation to Passover, it references the biblical story. references the biblical story of the Israelites' liberation from slavery in Egypt. So, liberation, hey. Passover is in the middle of April, and it's actually the same week as Holy Week or Easter. And right now we're in the period of Lent, and you know, some people like taking up, giving up things for Lent or taking up new attitudes or new ways of approaching how they live life. So we wanted to ask, we asked ourselves, is there anything for Lent that we wanted to either give up or take up? So Kelly, did you want to say?
You mean something to give up?
Yeah, that you give up, like usually the number one thing is give up some kind of food or you take up some kind.
I could give up something.
Okay, but Kelly was going to go first and then you can go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give up anger and fixations, going to Old Hudson, watching House MD. I'm not going to give those two. I'm going to Hudson, Old Hudson, watching House MD.
Because you went yesterday.
Sometimes things aren't meant to be spoken out loud.
Yeah, I'm not going to give House and going Old Hudson up. That's something
I think it was the opposite. I think you were going to take up going to Old Hudson on your own.
I can't give up to go to Novita's.
Yeah. So, but
it's hard because I like their coffee.
You're going to give up, Kelly, give up anger and fixations and maybe focus on patience, right?
Right. Not going to Old Hudson and watching House MD.
I think you're going to take that up, meaning you're going to practice that. Yeah.
What do you mean take that up?
Meaning you're going to take up trying to do that on your own, unless you were doing it before. Not that I want to go on about that. Rachel, did you want to say what you were giving up? You did say one thing.
Well, the one thing only, I really am, I'm trying to give up one thing, and I feel happy that I don't have it in my apartment.
And what is that?
A soda.
How's that been going? How's that been going?
I think it's going good.
Yeah?
Because soda has so much interesting flavors and sugar, and I feel like drinking soda is not a good idea for me. So I decided to give it up because I'm trying to go sugar-free.
Okay, so you're going
sugar-free. So I've been trying having sparkling water and Crystal Light that has no calories, no sugar, not very much sweetener.
Excellent.
I try to keep my sugar-free limit without having soda because having those two things is better for me.
Cool. And Sean McDonald. Thank you, Rachel. Sean McDonald.
And coffee.
Excellent.
You know why I'm saying that? Because, what?
Go ahead and finish, and then we're going to.
Okay. I said, I know it's hard for me giving up coffee, but when I mean give up coffee, I need to keep my coffee on a low cal and not the sugary coffee.
Excellent. Sean McDonald?
I'm working on it. It's
did you want to say
I'm giving up social media, mostly on X
Oh, we've got to all say woo, giving up social media. And how's that been going?
It's been going good so far.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Able to just distract yourself and get involved in something else and not flip to that page. Well, good for you. That would be hard for me. And also just within my work, checking out what Camp Hill Hudson is doing. By the way, Camp Hill Hudson does have a Facebook and Instagram page. Maybe check it after Lent. But in the meantime, yeah, we'll keep you posted with our radio group. Now, we're coming towards the end, and we thought, you know, we have Passover song, Easter Holy Week with that opening song, Now the Green Blade Riseth, and a spring song. And we're going to close out with a very, very spring-like song here. Mr. Frank Sinatra. It might as well be spring, and it is spring. So, thank you for listening, everybody.
Thank you for listening.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that
we're
I
on
had
the air.
Spring fever, but I know it isn't spring.
Enjoy spring, listeners.
I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, and hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might.